Today on Press TV, the Syrian army says it's repelled an attack on a major army base near the northern city of Aleppo. Hundreds of militants were killed in the operation. The terrorists had conducted the raid to break an army siege. Government forces have also cut off supply lines to the militants. Forces of an Arab-Kurdish alliance have reportedly retaken the strategic northern Syrian city of Manbij from Daesh terrorists. The recapture of Manbij as the Syrian Democratic Forces could cut Daesh's main foreign supply line and recruitment from the Turkish border into the terrorists' de facto capital of Raqqa. An Iraqi commander says Daesh Takfiri terrorists have executed at least 60 civilians in the northern province of Kirkuk. The commander of the Popular Mobilization Forces says the victims were among over 3,000 civilians, including women and children, earlier captured by the terror group. Israel plans to set up another separation wall to tighten its siege on the Gaza Strip. The existing 60-kilometer-long barrier between the Gaza Strip and Israel was constructed in 1994 and is mainly made up of an electric fence. Palestinians say the new measure will only worsen their living conditions. A former Israeli minister says Israelis will be able to visit Saudi Arabia in the near future. Former Diaspora Affairs Rabbi Michael Melchior, who met with a group of Saudis in Ramallah last month, says Israelis can travel to the Arab Kingdom much sooner than one can dream about. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has condemned comments by some European and US officials, as well as the UN human rights chief, on the executions of a number of terrorists in Iran. Bahram Ghassemi criticized the West's stance against the punishments without paying due heed to the convicts' crimes. Japan marks 71 years since Hiroshima was destroyed by a US atomic bomb in 1945. At the site of the world's first nuclear bombing, more than 140,000 people were killed. The attack was followed by another US atomic bombing on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later.